The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Michelle Tafoya podcast. We are picking up on our conversation with Rachel Ehrenfeld, author of the book, The Soros Agenda. In the last episode, we talked about George Soros and his push for legalizing drugs in America. Today, we continue our conversation with Rachel, and we start to look at the open border. Again, is this part of the Soros Agenda? That is next.
Now, it's the Michelle Tafoya podcast.
Okay, let's pivot from drugs, Rachel, to the
open borders.
Yes, because this is a source of source of where so much of the drugs and particularly the fentanyl is coming from. This open border here, you and I are speaking. It's December 12th, 2023, and the situation at the border honestly wakes me up in the middle of the night sometimes, and nothing quite makes my blood boil like this does, because to me it is reflective of how inept or how uncaring the current president in the White House is about this situation.
But this is, Soros started with it in 1995. Soros started, this was right after he started with the drugs, he started also with open borders. Clinton was president, and Clinton had actually, a couple of years earlier, he changed some immigration laws, and Congress changed, and Soros didn't like it. So he actually started to give money to different organizations, NGOs, in order to provide legal help to illegal migrants, and also to bring in more illegal migrants. It started then. But with the Biden administration, that's really when, they decided this is the time now to destroy the United States.
Who wants to destroy the United States besides Soros? I mean, are you saying that Biden's administration wants to as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. And all the radical left, the neo Marxists, the woke, the president of probably the president of Harvard that wouldn't actually condemn genocide of Jews, right? That actually probably likes Hamas.
What do they want in place of, because they, you know how they love to do this. They love to project. The left loves to project. So what they do is they say, this is a threat to democracy. This is the most, you know, Trump is the most evil man in the world. And he's a threat to democracy.
What is democracy? What is democracy according to their definition? It's their definition. Yeah. It's not the definition of democracy of people, you know. He actually, Soros actually decided that, made statements about how the Constitution is really, and it's an archaic document, you know. What did the people, about 200 and some years ago, what do they know about things? Things have changed. And he actually wrote some amendments to the Constitution the way he thinks they should be actually amended. I don't know. Maybe this is this. If Biden is reelected, maybe that will be next. He had all kind of ideas, and he expressed all of them, or many of them. It's interesting. It's like when Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran say that they want to destroy, they want to kill all the Jews, destroy Israel, and destroy America. The big Satan and the small Satan, you better listen to them, because they actually demonstrate that they mean what they say. And although, And so it is important in a similar way to listen what Soros and his acolytes are saying, because they mean what they say too. Although very often you have to actually read Orwell again to be able to understand what they say, because everything that they say is really, everything that they mean is the opposite of what they say.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
So they sort of twist their words to sound as though...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's an example? What's a good example of that, that the average person can sort of sink their teeth into to understand the motivations and the...
You have social... You want take social justice.
Okay.
So people who are committing crime, if they are arrested by the fewer number of policemen and women who remained because after defund the police, if they are arrested and if they are brought to before a judge, first of all, they are released without bail. Very often they are not actually accused of anything. They are not indicted. They are not accused. People went, we have, recidivism on murder, on burglary, and not to speak about the fact that people are going to, I don't know, Whole Foods or Duane Reade, with big brown or black garbage bags, fill them with all kind of merchandise. I never saw anybody or never heard any report that actually somebody at the door is checking whether it's only $950 that they are stealing, or maybe it would be only $800 or $1,000,
right?
But supposedly they can take whatever they want for up to $950 in many places and go away. I mean, so I heard people saying, well, I'm going to Whole Foods and I'm buying stuff and I'm paying and it's expensive. Why should I pay if somebody else is coming in? Look, and they are taking everything and nobody is stopping them. And they are stealing everything. So it causes not only chaos, it causes the society becomes very, people become insecure, very frustrated. And of course, many people are being attacked and there is nobody there to protect them.
So this is part, you're suggesting that this is part of the George Soros
agenda. This is social justice. And this is what he called also the drug legalization, because initially he didn't say anything when he started. But then he said, oh, okay, like about a year or 2 years later, he started to, oh, well, it's more blacks who are being arrested. So, okay, so it's also racial justice, okay? So let's help the black population to use more drugs. That's what actually he did, instead of really reducing recidivism and helping the black communities. So one thing that he and his organizations have been funding big time is training for community activists, if you want. What kind of talking points, how to demonstrate, how to upset people, how to defame people, how to disrupt the general peace.
Does he sell these people, the people that he's training, is he selling them on, you're virtuous, you are doing this for the improvement of society?
Well, of course, but he's not doing it in a vacuum. The left has been very active in the United States. He has been promoting that a lot, but he's not the only one. And the left really never left the United States, okay? So although we fought communism and Reagan managed to starved the Soviet Union and Soviet Union imploded. But communism didn't die. And we have communism is alive and well. They call it different things now, but it's there. And it's the basis for all these so-called different justices. And convolution and distortion of every value, of every Judeo-Christian value, of every American value, of the American Constitution, of law and order, to create chaos, and also working very much with Muslim organizations. So you end up with that want to destroy also Christianity and Judaism. This is true. It's amazing because you see this gays for Hamas, yes, or gays for Palestine.
Yes, LGBTQ for Allah.
Yeah, say, well, send them to Gaza. They will be killed instantaneously.
Yes.
Or to Iran, or to Yemen, or to wherever.
The ignorance is stunning to me, and we have seen lately that a lot of this is fomented, is propagated through higher institutions of learning, like Harvard that you mentioned, and other places. So
Soros himself, through the Open Society, has been funding directly and indirectly even programs for high schools to go out and demonstrate for Hamas in San Francisco and elsewhere. And they were sending out actually information to high schools on how talking points, well, how to demonstrate, where to disrupt the peace, in which places to do this. This is very detailed instructions for Hamas is actually called in Arabic, it's a Islamic resistance movement. So what they are teaching also is resistance. This is the Marxist resistance.
Right. All of this is so flabbergasting to me that someone would take the freest country on earth and try to turn it into something completely different.
Well, you know, when he first came out and he spoke on behalf of drug legalization, I wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal and different articles elsewhere. And and I asked, well, why does somebody who claims that he wants an open society is advocating the biggest slavery ever, drug addiction? Because if you are addicted to drugs, you are your soul, your mind, your body, everything is enslaved. And I said that he probably will be able to get away with it because of his wealth, because people respect him, because he's financial maverick. And I said that unchallenged, Soros will be able to change the political landscape of the United States. I said it in, 1995? I didn't have a crystal ball, but I immediately recognized that this was a much, much bigger plan. And that was my warning. Unfortunately, it was not heeded by anybody.
Are we?
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
So are we too late now, or how do we have enough spine in this country to counteract it?
I don't know that we do have. I would hope so. Unfortunately, there is a very urgent need to change track. And if the Democrats elected in the next, I don't know if we have enough time. This is kind of urgent. And what happened now with the breakout of with the break out of anti-Semitism is because anti-Semitism is not only against Jews. Initially, yes, it is. It's anti-Jewish hate. And Soros, by the way, does not approve of the Jewish state of Israel. He has been funding directly and indirectly organizations that are supportive of Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad and the BDS, and supporting the Palestinian lawyers for Hamas. It is truly mind-boggling. And his son is actually continuing to do the same, and they have, and they funded organizations that are anti-Israel organizations. They don't say that, but they are funding actually organizations that oppose Zionism. Well, Zionism is Judaism, okay? The Zion is the country, this is, Zion is Israel. Okay, so it's truly amazing what is going on. And the Biden administration, Biden didn't say anything about what Hamas has done. The White House issued a statement, wonderful. Where is Biden? I didn't hear any statement from Biden.
He is
nothing.
He's running away from that, you know, being cornered by that other part of his base that is very pro-Palestinian. And
yeah. It's pro-Hamas, it's pro-Islam, it's pro-radical Islam. And nobody says, many people speak, many people, Republicans and conservatives are talking about, well, this is terrible ideology, we have to do something about this ideology, and it's the woke ideology, and the Marxist underline. Well, what the radical Muslims have done, they actually took the left on a ride, okay? They use the left in order to promote their agenda, but they don't actually compromise with anything. They don't support, if you speak with their leaders, etc., gays, raping women is from the Quran. It's okay. You should do that. Raping 9-year-old girls, Muhammad had a 9-year-old wife. So if the prophet had done that, that's okay. I mean, you should emulate the prophet. That's good. Not every Muslim is thinking like that. Not every Muslim believes that. But the radicals are promoting it. And what the left is doing is promoting what the radical Islamists are doing. And it's very important for every Christian, Hindu, you name it. Non-religious, Presbyterian, whoever, anybody who does not believe in ISIS and what Hamas has done, should be very, very wary, because you are next.
That's what the echo seems to be. It will not stop at the Jews. It will not stop at Israel. Anyone who isn't practicing this Islam jihad, this very extreme.
And their leaders in the United States, religious leaders, etc., are saying, no, what we need is really everybody should convert to Islam.
Which religious leaders are saying that?
Muslim religious leaders.
Okay.
And professors at the universities, because it's not only the religion of peace. I mean, it is truly, the United States is really facing really existential danger on several levels, and bringing also all these and destroying the country by opening the border and having what we don't know how many millions came in, right? It's between, I don't know, 13 and 20 million. I like it when we hear guesstimates of how many gotaways are there. Well, you don't know how many people came in. So how can you guesstimate on something that you don't know what you don't know, right? But, and how many of them are radical Muslim? We hear now about people from Syria, from Egypt, Palestinians, Libyans, Yemenites, people from, I mean, this is in addition to Chinese, but what is happening here is the destruction of the society, the culture, whatever American culture was, there was an American culture. And everything now is being dismissed. And it is truly...
Well, it's being rebranded as white supremacy. That the American culture is based on the original sin and white supremacy.
But there is no, I mean, the country, there is no, where is the country? There is no country anymore. I had a cab driver in New York from Senegal yesterday, and he said, well, I came here, I'm a cab driver here for 15 years, and this was a place where you can actually live. And look what happened. Not only the mayor in New York and the governor, the Nobel, and criminals are all over the streets. He's a cab driver, he knows. But he said, what is happening here? Why is all the open borders? He said, no, he's going back to Senegal. He doesn't want to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, this was very interesting. And there are many people, actually, who came here. I came here from Israel. I mean, what is happening here is dangerous. And it's unsustainable culturally as well, because Western culture, Judeo-Christian values, everything that America has contributed to the wealth, justice, democracy in the world, everything is being thrown away. And very much with the help of Mr. Soros, which is still, I mean, I wrote about his agenda, about his plans, about his strategy, how did he do the things, and this is why it's important to read it, so you can counter it, but it's hard to get it out. So I'm glad that you are actually having this this program.
Well, I'm really glad for
the public.
Yes, we need to get people to understand this, and that's kind of why I wanted this to be sort of George Soros 101, for lack of a better term. But Rachel, before I let you go, I'm afraid that if people will read your book and they'll come away scared, startled, alarmed, depressed.
You read the book?
Yes.
Okay.
What I want to know is, how can people translate all of this information into a counter, yes, you know, as a way to fight against what's going on here, which...
All right. Don't vote Democrat. And I'm not voting for anybody, okay? But don't vote Democrat, because they are actually the ones who have been targeted, and they are the ones who were receptive for what Soros and the left, the radical left and the neo-Marxists are doing. And but if you read the book, you will see what kind of strategy Soros used and how he implemented it. And it's not difficult to read. It's not complicated. I just gave examples. I didn't list everything. And I, of course, didn't list all the money that he has given to anybody. It's impossible. You don't know. But I gave really I identified the fingerprints. And if you read the book, you identify those fingerprints. And whenever you see and you hear politicians, now we are going for elections locally, nationally, anybody talking like that, anybody wants to take away your individual freedom, your children, control your children, control on what you are cooking, control what you can eat, control what kind of car you can have if you have money left, oppose it and vote for people who actually hopefully not only promise but also would act to dismiss all this. And we need to change the educational system, no, because this is why Soros is paying now to organizations in high schools. I'm sure that they are doing it also in libraries and in elementary schools as well. So a former student of mine came here and told me how her kids in kindergarten were not taught anything before Thanksgiving about Thanksgiving. So they came and we said, well, what is Thanksgiving? We don't know what it is. So they went back and they asked, so why not? They asked the teacher to say something about it. And she said, well, they were the pilgrims. All of them were very bad people.
So he
said, well, all of them said, well, there was one. I mean,
it's
American history, civics has to be taught.
Geography and world geography, and there's so much. And instead, we're teaching pronouns and activism. It's devastating. It's a sad state of affairs. I hope people will stiffen their spines and say we're not going to do this anymore, because it does seem like we've got to turn around a ship that is very difficult to turn around. Rachel, I'm so appreciative. The book is The Soros Agenda, and it's so important to get a glimpse of what this movement of his is all about. And I'm glad someone wrote it, Rachel. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
We want to thank again Rachel Ehrenfeld for joining us. Her book, The Soros Agenda, is available everywhere. It has been thoroughly vetted. I'd love for people to read it, to really understand how one man and so much money could influence our country and what we need to do to straighten our spines and say, no more. We like the Democratic Republic that is the United States of America, and we're going to keep her that way. Again, the book is The Soros Agenda by Rachel Ehrenfeld. We thank her for these last two episodes. And like Rachel, I would suggest you go out and be brave and do good. And we will see you next time.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.